This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Yowza, it was cold last week. With temperatures dropping to the point of freeze warnings for those tender plants, it certainly felt more like October. I hope you didn't lose any tender tomatoes or peppers. I picked plenty and started dehydrating them, adding to my storage for winter. A couple of annuals, I let them freeze. Then I can buy some more hardy fall ones. Ah, darn, off to the local nursery center again. If you did lose some of your produce, don't forget those local farmers markets. I have two very close to me and will be headed there this week to find more tomatoes for roasting and also see if I can find more zucchini. There are a couple of recipes I want to try. With wacky weather we're getting, it's really a good idea to have a cover on standby. It doesn't take much. You don't need a snowmobile suit for your plants. A floating row cover will generally do the trick. I have an example on my website, gardenbite.com. It's simply a lightweight white cloth. Lightly water your plants before covering them in late afternoon or early evening, and be sure to secure that covering. Try to remove the covers by mid-morning. The good news is the first fall frost is often followed by a prolonged frost-free period. We can always hope for the best. There are some annuals more susceptible to cold temperatures. Bundle up your begonias or say bye-bye. That also includes many herbs. While my tarragon is good to go, the sage, lavender, and basil had to be covered. I have more information on GardenBite.com. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. I'd love to hear what you do to protect your tender plants. And as always, send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? Share on my Facebook page some of your favorite plants for this year. And how many of you have embraced gardening in 2020? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.